Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 25 minutes to 8. Good morning, Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Mary. It's one of those mornings where it's not easy to know where to start. There's just so much going on. But let's start with Croke Park and those AIB All-Ireland Club Finals yesterday. The football final won by Kilmacud Crokes, 111 to 110 in the end against Glen. A third title for the Dublin side. Some controversy here at the end because Crokes appeared to have an extra player on the field. They brought on two late changes deep in injury time, and one of the players who was meant to come off, he didn't. He actually stayed on the field and helped them defend a late 45. Nothing came with the 45. It was half a goal chance. So a lot of controversy over this one. In terms of the game itself, I think Crokes were the better team and deserved the victory. And there were so many big moments as well. And maybe the biggest moment, a save by Conor Ferris, the goalkeeper, at the very end. His mistake cost his side last season. Shane Cunningham has been speaking to Siobhan Madigan.
Complete opposite ends of the scale. I was off the pitch again the last 5 minutes there and I was getting flashbacks of it. And then big man here, Conor Ferris, stood up and produced an absolute world-class save. So we're all thanking him this year. Last year, we all had our head in our hands crying. And look, I suppose we use it as motivation to get back on the horse in April, May, and thankfully today we're kind of reaping the rewards of it.
I stood beside you in the tunnel when they had that last ditch free. I think you were saying the rosary at that stage.
Yeah, I couldn't even watch it. I had to go in and out, like, as in I'd be nervous the best of times watching the lads, and I was just getting flashbacks last year. Two points up, it's a dreaded score, and when the ball was lumped in high, I couldn't watch it. And yeah, Ferris, what a hero.
What's been the change? What's been the key change to get you over the line this year?
To be honest, I don't think there's been any change. Like, I think if you look at last year, we overcame an awful lot of tight games as well, like the county final against Jude's, Port Arlington. We were 5 points down that game, and the final we battled hard and we came up short. But I think last year, like, we did kind of edge out tight games, and this year as well, the county final against Athena was tough. So I think it's just you learn from every game, and thankfully today we edged over the line.
Yeah, what a game it was. Well done to them. The final score there again, 111 to 109. Just the 2 points in it in the end. In hurling, Ballyhale beat Dunloy, 122 to 115. Seven between the sides here. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that scoreline does Dunloy any justice at all because they were absolutely terrific. Ballyhale, though, deserving winners. And that was their ninth All-Ireland club title. Extraordinary stuff. The Little Ladies Football League resumed over the weekend. Two games yesterday in Division 1. Cork beat Mayo. Kerry got the better of Waterford. Munster lost 2016 to Toulouse in the Champions Cup. Really gutsy performance from Munster in France, just coming up short. Both teams had already qualified for the next phase, but that result means Munster finished sixth in their pool and they'll now be away to Sharks in South Africa in the round of 16. We already knew Leinster will meet Ulster in the next phase. Those games will take place after the Six Nations. Arsenal came from behind to beat Manchester United 3-2 in the Premier League. Eddie Nketiah, 90th minute winner, secure the win. It keeps them 5 points clear of second place Manchester City. They have a game in hand. City beat Wolves 3-0. Erling Haaland with yet another hat-trick this season. Leeds and Brentford played out a scoreless draw. Leona Maguire finished inside the top 10 at the Tournament of Champions event in Florida. Victor Perez won the Abu Dhabi Championship on 18 under par. Terrific finish by Padraig Harrington. He finished in a tie for fourth on 16 under. Seamus Power was 10 under. And Shane Lowry, who, to be honest with you, it looked like he was in pole position to win this over the weekend. Just didn't happen for him on the last day. Finished with a disappointing 76. He was 9 under for the event. In basketball, Kilester won the InsureMyHouse.ie Paddy O'Connor National Cup. They beat Trinity Meteors 96-70. A New Yorker, Chanel Williams, was the star of the show for Kilester. The point guard was the match MVP with 25 points, including 4 three-pointers. And she's been speaking with Greg Allen.
It was electric. We had a great crowd. Thanks to them, we wouldn't be here if the crowd wasn't here cheering us on. So we just had a lot of dedication, a lot of faith, and we stuck it out, and we won.
You're holding the MVP ball. It was for more than the 25 points that you scored. Those 4 three-pointers, some of them were really well timed, but it was the way that you dictated a fast-running game at them, and they seemed static at times. And keeping it going from start to finish couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, definitely. We were going back and forth, but credit to all of us. We know when to pick and choose our spots, and that's what I did today, picking and choosing, knowing when to go, knowing when to shoot. And I just took my time, let the game come to me, and it did.
Yeah, surely did. In snooker, Mark Allenby, Judd Trump, 10-9 to win the World Grand Prix. He made hard work of it, almost blew a 7-2 lead. In the cricket, Ireland up against Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe won the toss there. They chose to bat their 29 for the loss of no wickets. And another surprise result from the Australian Open this morning. Fourth seed Caroline Garcia beaten by Magda Linette, who qualifies for her first ever Grand Slam quarterfinals.